You're listening to SBS News.
Travelling in his new presidential limousine through the streets of New York City, United States President Donald Trump arrived late for his speech to the United Nations General Assembly. The delay forced changes to the scheduled speaking order. Then, events just became more dramatic once he reached UN headquarters. Mr. Trump started his speech by regaling his global audience with what he deemed his domestic economic successes. But the response turned out to be more amusement than admiration.
In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
He thanked North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for steps towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, then turned his attention to the ongoing war in Syria. The US president described the conflict as heartbreaking and left the audience in no doubt about who he believes is responsible.
Every solution to the humanitarian crisis in Syria must also include a strategy to address the brutal regime that has fueled and financed it, the corrupt dictatorship in Iran. Iran's leaders sow chaos, death, and destruction.
Mr. Trump again indirectly took aim at the Iran nuclear deal, negotiated by the administration of his predecessor, Barack Obama. The president is calling for nations to isolate Iran's government.
We cannot allow the world's leading sponsor of terrorism to possess the planet's most dangerous weapons. We cannot allow a regime that chants death to America and that threatens Israel with annihilation to possess the means to deliver a nuclear warhead to any city on Earth. Just can't do it. We ask all nations to isolate Iran's regime as long as its aggression continues. And we ask all nations to support Iran's people as they struggle to reclaim their religious and righteous destiny.
The Iranian government did not let that go unanswered. President Hassan Rouhani told the General Assembly the United States is the terrorist nation, not his.
Unlawful unilateral sanctions in themselves constitute a form of economic terrorism and a breach of the right to development. The economic war that the United States has initiated under the rubric of new sanctions not only targets the Iranian people, but also entails harmful repercussions for the people of other countries.
Mr. Trump also returned to his familiar theme of nationalism, particularly economic nationalism. He says Chinese policies are victimizing US workers and, also, the United States does not recognize the International Criminal Court. He has also taken aim at the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC. He says many of the countries are charging too much for oil and the United States is getting little in return.
OPEC nations are, as usual, ripping off the rest of the world. And I don't like it. Nobody should like it. We defend many of these nations for nothing. And then they take advantage of us by giving us high oil prices. Not good. We want them to stop raising prices. We want them to start lowering prices. And they must contribute substantially to military protection from now on.
But French President Emmanuel Macron, who met with Mr. Trump earlier in the week at the United Nations, has reacted with a call for maintaining multilateralism. He has told the General Assembly his country will stand for a broad-based approach and, if anyone doubts the merits of that, they need only look at 20th century history.
La France sera là pour que le monde n'oublie pas.
France shall remain there to ensure that the world does not forget that nationalism always leads to defeat. that if courage is lacking in the defence of fundamental principles, international order becomes fragile, and this can lead, as we've seen already twice, to global war.
Peuvent conduire deux fois en l'espace d'une vie humaine au déchaînement mondial de la violence.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.